Welcome to the Fit and Faith Podcast. FIT is an acronym representing founders, innovators, and trailblazers who are looking to live a life wholly, fully, authentically, and truly fit. A space for us to connect on the raw, real stories of mind, body, and soul alignment of entrepreneurs and kingdom leaders. I'm your host, Tamara Andress, and this podcast isn't like the cookie cutter interview experience. I've been coined the entrepreneurial rabbi, and so we do go there, unscripted. No matter how far, wide, deep, or high the there is, my desire is to see people rise from the inside out into their greatest calling by sharing their truest stories, talents, and tips. As a purpose activator and brand builder, I believe our successes and failures are derived from who and whose we are, not what we do. But strategy and vision are equally as important to the mission. So let's cut to the chase together and get fit in faith. I have a message for you today. Screw the elevator pitch. Take the stairs or a swing, whatever. I have to tell you, this is so critical for you to understand. Time investment in relationships is truly where clients and community and money is made. It's in the time investment. So really mindfully showing up for people, even in your bio. So let's go to the basics. Let's talk about social media for a second, because I know everybody is doing that nowadays. That's where everyone starts a relationship, unless you're doing local community, which is also amazing. But think about this. I'm trying to keep focused here, but the swing is so fun. No, really, let's try. All right. I want you to think about your bio. Everyone's telling you to do the I help X, do X, so that they can X, right? I help women start their business so that they can live in freedom and exist in authority and the promises of God, right? That's true. However, doesn't that feel very dry? How do you do that? What reason would somebody work with me as a business coach versus somebody else who's a business coach? You have to infuse from the very first time that you meet someone your brand. And so often people will say, what do you do? And I have halted that conversation so much because I felt in a time of my life when I had no business card, no quote unquote title, I had lost CEO positions. And I say lost, I had released the reins of multiple CEO positions when I was in my 20s. And so critically, that was a strategy of hope. That was a strategy of life. That was a strategy of either this or this. And it was either the end of the road and I was suicidally really going to take my life, or I'm gonna show up and I'm gonna do so abundantly by releasing control. So, wow, this took a crazy right turn, right? Away from your bio and your social media. But what if I could portray the depth of my passion, the reason for my being, my ikigai? If you've never heard of the ikigai, it's a Japanese phraseology all around your reason for being. And there's a community where people are living well beyond their 100s year old, right? Their centennial year, because they understand the depth of their being. They understand why they exist. They get their purpose. So ultimately, what I'm telling you here is that that relational build, not the elevator pitch, the staircase journey, the swing with somebody new in your community, with a new relationship, it's like dating. You're not like, okay, take the elevator. Yep, great, we're gonna get married. No, it's a courting experience. So I want you to court your client. I want you to court your community. I want you to think about it from a long-term investment strategy, and I want you to go deep in your vulnerability, in your transparency, and sharing the deep why, not just the mission statement why. Why is sex trafficking something you're passionate about? Why is ending child abuse something you're passionate about? Why is expressing and proclaiming the name of Jesus important to you, right? There are a bajillion churches on every corner. Why would you take that on your shoulder, right? So I need you to understand this from a critical perspective of social media. While you go into your bio, which you only have a couple of characters to do, just like your elevator pitch is like so quick, stop telling people what you do, tell them why you do it, okay? So get into the passion, get into the heart of the people, because what happens when they go to read this, great, you do that thing, that means nothing to them. They need to know what's in it for me. And selfishly, it's a part of our being to need to know that answer. And so not what you do, why you do it. So the question that I now ask people is, what are you passionate about, right? Not what do you do, because a lot of times what people do is not what they're passionate about. And so my heart, my why, is to get people into that freedom, into that joyful entrepreneur experience where they can say, I show up every single day passionate. And passion and being joyful isn't just in the what you do from 9 to 5. It's what you do when you wake up and you're in another country and you're going to explore. It's what you do when you wake up to receive the loving arms of your baby and your spouse, or the puppy kisses that are covering your face to get you out of bed. I wanna know why you're passionate. They wanna know why they have a connection to you, unlike the thousands of other coaches, unlike the millions, well, I'd like to say there's millions, the thousands of other churches. Why do they come to your doors? What ministry moment are they gonna have with you that's gonna speak to them unlike anybody else? This is your passion. This is your why. This is not your bio. This is not your elevator pitch. That's not what life is about. And so, you know, people will spend time mindlessly doing things all the time, including business strategies, business tactics, business building. I'm gonna post, I'm gonna create content because I have to. I'm gonna show up on LinkedIn and TikTok and Instagram and Snapchat. And I don't know if people actually hang out on Snapchat, I don't. Facebook groups. I'm gonna tap into the LinkedIn groups now. I'm gonna go into YouTube. There's all these tactics. There's all these social media platforms. Clubhouse, of course, you know I'm a love Clubhouse. If you've never watched my Clubhouse training, by the way, I have a newbie Clubhouse training for all the new Android users who are now being exposed to it, and all the iPhone users who have yet to get an invitation, as well as best practices for business building. It's all about relationship. That probably won't surprise you. Okay, so anyway, side tangent. Had to tell you that thing because it's really critical. Just go back through my videos. Actually, I'll post a link below. But what I was saying is the knowing that through all of these mini tactics, you have to realize that it's about relationship. And if you mindlessly just post, you're not gonna connect. You're in an elevator and you've not even told the person your name because they just asked you what you do. They want to experience the fullness of who you are. We're tired of highlight reels. We're tired of the picture perfect. That's why reels in and of itself are so powerful, because you get to see an expression of a human, right? From start to finish, 15 seconds to 30 seconds versus a one snapshot. I love reels so much. So we'll do training on that another day. But what I want to say is it's about being missionally driven, not mindlessly driven. Use your mission, create the connection, not the elevator pitch. Get on the swing, get on the stairs. It's intended to be a joy ride. It's the very reason that I cultivated the Joyful Entrepreneur Program. And you can do programs as well that mean something to you. It's about this mind, body, soul, spirit alignment. It's about understanding who you are, identifying yourself first and foremost in the mirror before you go out to try and serve the world to make money. If you're trying to go out to just make money, you're breaking the rules in the worst way possible. Because what's gonna happen, there's gonna be no magnetism to you. People are going to have a radar, which so many people now, especially through social media, do. What should I call this without saying a bad word? The SHIT barometer? The I don't wanna talk to you, no thanks, that I'm not gonna respond to that message. I don't get into people's DMs and say, hey, wanna buy this thing? Hey, wanna try this program? Hey, I just started this new thing and I really think it'd be great for you. That's not connecting with someone. Hey, I saw recently that you posted about your daughter and that she's wearing a helmet, and my son wore a helmet too. That's so wild. I'd love to hear about your experience in that. Did I mention business? No. Is she an entrepreneur? Maybe. What about just being a human? What about just showing up in your humanity? That's taking the stairs. That's being on a swing. That is getting rid of the elevator in your life. There's no quick wins, okay? There's no quick wins. People are trying so desperately to get to the top without putting in the energy. You're not gonna turn a client, maybe a one-time client, but you're not gonna create longevity in relationship. You know, we talked about lifetime customer value before when we were doing our business plan, our one-page business plan trajectory, another video you can go back to, which is so critical when you're going to design and implement what it is that you want to do and what imprint you want to make in the world and what impact you're going to have and the dreaming big, right? I'm all for all of those things. But if you are not looking at what that lifetime customer value can be, that's the longevity of relationship. It's mindfully showing up to get to know someone, making your bio about your passions and your whys, making your content in the deep connection of who you are. I wanna know you. People wanna know you. They don't wanna just see you, because being seen is not being known, not fully known. So let's stop being an elevator. Let's stop hanging out in elevators. We need to get our workout on. We need to build our endurance. We need to realize that the lifetime customer value of a relationship is established on a swing. All right, so come swing with me. Let's hang out. It's get to good to know you. It's get to good to know you. Let's get to know one another. Love you guys. FitnFaith Media Co. is dedicated to activating mission-driven leaders in the marketplace by way of publishing, press, and play. Because your story doesn't just matter to you, it matters to move others. We help you dissect and share your message through podcasting, book writing, and business development. These three areas are exactly how my team and I have opened doors to stages, become the best-selling author I always dreamt I'd be, and even the entrepreneur that energetically and joyfully shows up to serve each and every day. Literally nothing I do feels like work. Every day feels like play. And we'd love to help you live the same life of freedom and fun. If you're a speaker, a writer, or an aspiring business owner, let's jump on a call today to vision cast your future together. Go to www.fitinfaithmedia.com. Again, that's fitinfaithmedia.com. Book your call. If you're a founder, an innovator, a trailblazer, or a wannabe, we can help you get there. Let's do it. Hey y'all, it's me again. Before you go, let's solidify the flame that was ignited within you today by sharing the spark with your own community. Whether it's mentally, physically, emotionally, relationally, or spiritually, I would love for you to take the step right now by declaring your takeaway. Snap a pic of the episode and share it on your stories or posts, and you can tag me and the guest, and we will surely feature you on our Instas. Hey, you might even unlock a new accountability buddy in me or them. We're totally in this together, and we appreciate the extra step taken. I would be so grateful if you even took the extra step. Come on, give me that extra sauce and leave a review on iTunes for the podcast listening app that is of your choice. I'm going to be featuring your thoughts, in fact, and it's going to be so fun in upcoming episodes. So you'll not only hear your name on the show, but maybe even your passion project or whatever big shout out you want me to make. So please, as a fellow writer, leave some words that I can attest to, and I can't wait to read what you have to say. Thanks again for being a loyal listener, and I hope to meet you in person soon at one of the events that we are speaking at or hosting. And I say we because the Fit and Faith team could not do this without you. Until next time, blessings over your joy, health, wealth, and wholeness. This is the Fit and Faith way.